welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Martita Stanton at my side.
Happy New Year!
Yay! It's like Lone Ranger and Tonto, you know? Yeah, there we go. But so glad that each and every one of you joined us for the program today. And we are believing that you are having the most amazing holiday season. It's New Year's Day. Probably going to watch some football, have a big meal with your family. And that's so fun to get everybody together and spend quality time together because we all run so fast, don't we, Martita?
Yes, we do.
Life, we just run and run and run. You and I are the same. We run so fast sometimes, but I've really enjoyed the break and being able to spend time with family and get some work done around the house and different things that have just been neglected because of ministry and things like that. But, you know, it's a challenge.
But
it's
what? I am so excited about 2024.
I know. You know what God told me? He said it's going to be an open door in 2024.
Oh my gosh, I received
open
that.
Open door, man. What an open door is, right? So God's going to be bringing things in and he's going to be kicking some things
That's
out.
That's right. It goes both
you
ways.
You know, it does. It's an open door.
Actually, I think first you got to get rid of all the junk.
You do. You got to pull it out.
You know, and you know what? I'm just going to go right at it because this is, as you're talking about this, this is the Lord gives me something every year for me personally.
Sure.
And he told me this year is the year of purification, which, as you said, an open door. It's getting rid of all that stuff. And then he gave.
What aren't you using? What aren't you needing in your life anymore?
Yeah. What is collecting dust that needs to be replaced? Yeah. And then he gave me Romans 12, 1 and 2. So I'm going to read it. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Powerful.
And, you know, as the new year come and we always say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And the Lord gave me this. I was excited because he's saying, I want you to give me all of you.
That's good.
You know, my body, my mind, my heart, my strength, my energy. And in other words, to put God first.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to do that. And in simple ways, it doesn't have to be so complicated because a lot of time we complicate life. But I already started by just saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to read a chapter a day and not complicate it. Doesn't have to be hours. It's just sitting there.
No, I don't have to go into deep theological.
Yes. And just sitting there and talking to him. And I just started. And you know what? A habit is created in 21 days. So if we, once we get that 21 days, it's like it becomes part of us.
Right, right.
And I truly been enjoying reading a chapter a day. And sometimes I go farther because, let's be real.
Like it.
Yeah, well, the Bible has really crazy stories, you know?
It does.
And then you start in it and it's like, I can't wait until tomorrow, you know? I'm like, I want to
know what happens.
Yeah, so.
It's like, dun, 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 dun. These are the days of our Bible.
No. Yeah. Well, it's like when you're watching a TV show.
Yeah, right.
And I like to record them and then ends in a really like suspenseful, dun, dun, and you're like, and I don't want to wait until next week.
Yeah.
You know? And the Bible is like
that. Tune in
next
time.
Yeah. So
to be continued.
I'm truly enjoying it and realizing how much I love reading the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. You know, as we talk about that, I'm always reminded of, you know, the part where Jesus was asked a question by the Pharisee who was, considered to be an expert in the law, right? This guy's like the law guy. And, you know, he asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And it's located in Matthew 22, 34 through 36. And he said, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees got together, and one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. He said, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus answered by saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. And this is the greatest and most important commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments, you know. And as we say, there's an open door that God is looking for us to move some things out and move some things in as we start our New Year's resolutions and as we start to reevaluate our life for the next year and set priorities and goals and things. What's the number one goal that we should have? And Jesus summed it up right here. He said, you've got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and all of your mind. And, you know, that is just so powerful. What are we doing? You know, where in 2023 did the enemy steal my relationship with God? And there were a lot of days, a lot of moments that were stolen. Now, he didn't steal my full relationship with God, right, but he was able to take moments that I could have had with God, and he filled those moments with other things, yes, you know? And I always look at my life like a train car. I heard a series one time by a guy, Bob Harrison, and he said, you know, your life is a train, and you have 24 cars in that train, right?
Yeah, which and represents each hour of the day.
Each one represents 1 hour of the day. What are you going to fill that car with that's going to be the most valuable thing that you can put in that car? And I started looking at my life, and I'm like, oh, man, I've got three cars full of TV, you know, and one car full of Bible time. You know, maybe I should do three cars full of Bible time and one car or zero cars of TV, you know, and I have to, but what that really is that's prioritizing and that's setting, guidelines for our life so that we can have priorities in the number and the ways that we do things. Cause there's some things that only I can do, Martina.
Definitely.
In my life. And in your life, there are some things that only you can do.
That's right.
You know, only you can be grandma to your grandkids. Yeah. You know, Grandma Martita anyway. Mm-hmm. They may have other grandparents, but, you know, only I can be, you know, husband to my wife. Only I can be father to my children. You know, other people, though, can do other jobs and things that I'm out there doing that are stealing time from, you know, my family or stealing time from my life and the priorities that God has for me. So I have to be very careful to organize and structure and look at everything from a perspective of what's the most important. And I think sometimes we mess up in those priorities and it costs us.
Yeah.
And
what you're saying.
That happened to me in 2023.
Oh, it's happened to me through my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, sooner or later, but what I'm hearing is that we need to have a balanced life. And to understand, because as you were talking, I keep hearing this, is a lot of Christians do for the Lord. In other words, serve. Every time the church is open, oh, I gotta serve. And then they neglect sitting down with the Lord, or they neglect
just being in church.
Yeah, or they neglect being with their family.
Right.
Because they feel, I need to do this. And I want to be honest with you. You want to serve the Lord out of love, not out of I feel like I have to, because you're trying to earn the Lord's love more, because he already loves you perfectly. We need to pray and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And do that, because that's your calling. And not try to do everything because you feel you have to, but really do your calling and balance your life and make sure that the most important thing is spending time with the Lord, not just serving the Lord.
Right.
So sit at his feet, read the word and say, talk to me. And I just want to sit here and love on you and let you love me.
Sure.
You know?
And that's the number one commandment.
Yes.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. But then, you know, we've also got the second, which is to love our neighbors as ourself. You know, and I think one of the biggest problems that people have in this world is they don't love themselves.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because I can assure you there are some of you out there listening today, and you have low self-esteem. You don't see yourself as someone great. You don't see yourself as the potential that you have in God and in what God's plan is for your life. You're just letting the world run you over. And I want you to know that you are a person with purpose. You know,
yes.
The thoughts and plans that God has for you are that you would succeed, that you would prosper, that you'd be in good health, and that you would, you know, be accomplishing things for his kingdom. But you see, we're so distracted by the world system, and we're seeing our lives kind of just taken in so many different directions because we aren't prioritizing. We're not spending that time with the Lord first to get the vision.
Yes.
You know, and then going forth with the vision, knowing that that's what God has for us to do. We're trying to go forth with our vision and then try to get God on board with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big mistake that we make in our lives, is trying to get God on board with our vision instead of getting our lives on board with his.
And sometimes we have made the wrong choices and we're still making some wrong choices. So the guilt and condemnation holds us back.
Sure.
And God says, come back to me. You know? And then we say, well, I keep doing this. So when I stop doing this, then I can go to God. But I got to stop doing this first.
Right.
And it's like, no, you go to God and you say, Lord, I keep making the same mistakes over and over again. I am so sorry. Would you help me not do this again? The problem is we're trying to do it in our own will and power, and we can because we need the help of the Lord. It's like me saying, I won't go to the gym because I look so bad, so I have to get in shape at home so I can walk in the gym. It's like, no, I go to the gym so I can get in shape and ignore everybody else. You know, don't go by, oh, I don't want to be embarrassed of people. Throw pride out the door, humble yourself, and say, Lord, I need your help.
Yeah.
And he will grab your hand and say, come on, let's do this together.
See, that was the problem with the Pharisees. You know, when they're trying to trap Jesus in all of this, they're out there and they're trying to present themselves as these holy people.
Yes, you perfect.
Know, and perfect in every way. And, you know, how often do we kind of take that same viewpoint and we try to justify ourselves saying, you know, that, oh yeah, I obey all the commandments, or I live my life for God, I do all these things, you know, and it's much easier to say that than it is to actually live it and really do it, you know, and I've found myself there as a pastor, as a leader, even as a husband and a father, that I've created a double standard, you know. I've said, we need to live this way, and then I live that way the best I can.
Yes.
And, you know, Jesus, I loved his answer to the Pharisee in this scripture that we read earlier, you know, because he's speaking it to us as modern-day Pharisees as well.
Yes.
If we really want to be honest.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, we try to measure a person's righteousness by how well they conform to the rules, right? And you know, we have rules, we need rules. I'm not arguing any of those points, but when you start trying to make your relationship with God about the rules, then you're making a mistake because, you know, God said, love me with all your heart and soul and love your neighbor as yourself. Right?
That's right.
So if you don't love yourself, which is kind of where we got into this, and we've become pharisaical and we're trying to create value in ourself before God through obeying the rules and serving, like you were saying, and being, you know, just crazy involved in works. It's works, 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 works. You know, without faith, works is dead, you know, and it's impossible to please him without faith.
Yes.
So I think God's looking more at us and he's going, you know, quit worrying and working so hard at trying to clean up your outside and let's look at the inside. You know, in Matthew 23, 25 through 26, it says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you're full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside also will be cleaned." You know, and I think with that open door,
yes,
I think that's what we're looking at in 2024. God's opening the door, and He's saying, "I want to clean the inside."
Yes.
He's like the cleaning ladies here, you know, yes, to come in the door, clean up, push everything out the door that doesn't need to be there, and then you know, close the door. With then the house clean, with
exactly.
The house well, new I've, and refreshed.
I feel this way. Holy Spirit wants to come in and clean the house completely and then fill it up with His presence.
Absolutely.
You know, and then He can seal that door and fill it up with you, you know, with the Holy Spirit. But as you were talking, this came to me in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So, like you said, it's by grace, in faith. All of it is through faith, not by works. So we don't have to work for the Lord to love us. And we have to understand that we are His workmanship. He's working with us every day, but we need to open our hearts to Him. When we choose to love Him with all our heart, our mind, our spirit, our body, with everything, and we give it to the Lord, the closer I get to Him, the more in love I fall in love with the Lord. Those things that I was doing, they won't interest me anymore.
Right.
It won't be a fight for me not to do it. I will not have the desire to do it.
That's so good. You know, I think when we look at God and His relationship with us, and Jesus is saying, love the Lord with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself, I think God's biggest issue is trying to get people to love Him.
Yes.
He loves everyone. He commended His love towards us that while we were even sinners, He sent His Son in the form of human flesh, and He died on the cross and gave His life for us. But God gave us free will. So
yes,
we have a choice, people. And we have the ability to decide whether we want to have God in our life or whether we don't.
That's right.
And that's a huge thing. And, you know, He is reaching out to all, but many are rejecting Him.
Yes.
So many people are rejecting Him. God is so in love with everyone. And, you know, He just wants us to love Him.
And the thing is, a lot of people just don't know Him. They haven't taken the time to really get to know Him.
Right.
If I take the time to spend with Him and personally know Him, not know about Him, in other words, I can go to church and hear you talk about the Lord. I can go to a class and hear people talk about Him. But do I get to know Him personally? I need to spend time with that person to really get to know them. And that's relationship. That's personal. It's not about do, do, do. He says don't. He's not saying do, do, do. He says love me.
Right.
To fall in love first is a choice. I have to choose. I want to love you. And how do I fall in love with you? By getting to know you.
Sure.
And spending time with you.
And then once we know Him, I love it because He immediately comes after us and helps us to address His next biggest problem, which is getting us to love each other.
Yes.
You know, because people don't always love each other. Let's be honest, right?
Yes.
We see it every day. In all honesty, we can be mean, selfish, and frustrating.
Yes.
I can. I know my wife would agree with me. You know what I mean? I mean, she would totally be right on board with that. But, you know, we have got to get to a place where we are so in love with God that His love is permeating our heart, and it's giving us the love for the world, the love, the same love that He had, who you know, gave His life for us. So He's looking to us to, you know, share and give our lives to others, to commit to loving people, even the difficult ones.
I think the key word there is the love of the Lord, the more we get filled with his love, the more I walk with him, then I can forgive myself. Because a lot of times we ask for forgiveness and the Lord Jesus forgives us, but then we hold a grudge against ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And condemnation and guilt. And he's trying to cleanse that out so we can be free of that, so we can love ourselves. Then we get filled with his love. And I use, like you said, I like to say, like, Lord, fill me with your love so much that it comes out of my pores.
Oh, I love that.
So that way, when whoever's standing next to me, they can feel your presence. And let me see people through your eyes and help me love people the way you love them.
Sure.
Once I submit to that, then I can get filled, and then that will flow into them.
Yeah, and I don't think you can love people without loving God first, because God is love.
Exactly.
You know, if we don't have the God of love in our hearts, if we aren't in a relationship with love, then how are we going to have love for others? How are we going to have love for ourselves, even in those moments? We've got to get to a place, Martita, where, you know, we are just so sold out in 2024 for Jesus that yes. nothing else matters. I just want to see everybody, I want to see Lighthouse Church just consumed with people that just want to worship the King, that just want to serve him in love and just serve each other because they're just in love with Jesus, not yes. because they're getting anything out of it, or, you know, they need to justify some sin in their life and they want to feel better about themselves. No, simply because of who he is.
Yes.
Who God is. He's the creator. He's the lover of our souls. He's the one who has given us all things freely that pertain to life and godliness and righteousness and holiness and perfection. It's all been given to us by grace. It's by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God. And as you start this new year, I pray that that gift would be part of your life, that you would receive the gift of salvation yes. in Jesus Christ, that you would come under the atoning power of the blood of Jesus and receive forgiveness of your sins, have yourself washed white as snow, and be ready to run in a relationship with your Heavenly Father, and then therefore take the love that he has for you and bring it to a lost and dying world and show them the Jesus that we all know.
Amen.
So guys,
for
we're
going to
take
brother.
A quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Pastor Kevin Radlin and Martita Stanton here.
Celebrating.
Yes, New Year's. Happy New Year.
Oh, yes.
All right, you know, so, you know, what a better way to start the New Year off than with the two greatest commandments.
Yes.
By Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
You know what? You want to have a good year? Do that.
Let's make that our number one resolution.
Yeah.
For this year.
It's a priority. You know, I love in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you're out there and, you know, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, or you need to renew your life in Jesus,
yes,
you need to come back to the Lord, or whatever it is, that door is open. Jesus,
yes,
said, I am the door, and behold, I stand at the door and knock. Well, it's going to be an open door in 2024. So if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. You know, you don't have to raise your hand in an altar call,
yes,
in a church service. You don't have to come forward. You don't have to do that. This is all you need to do to know Jesus Christ personally in your life, is declare with your mouth that he is Lord, and then just go out and profess your faith to someone.
Whoever,
to share,
wherever
anybody,
you are right now, right, wherever you are,
just say, I believe in Jesus.
Yes.
I believe in you.
And then call somebody and says, guess what? I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'm saved, and I'm starting the new year as a new believer. I have eternal life. I have a relationship, yeah, with the Lord, and welcome to the family.
Yeah. Or I'm getting fired up for God this year. You know,
yes,
what? Maybe last year I didn't live my life too much for God, or I could have lived my life more for God. But this year's my year. And I would say go at Romans 1, 16 and 17. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Come on. A righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you're,
yes,
listening to this program today, kick the new year off knowing that you've been made holy. You've been made perfect for,
yes,
the purpose of walking in to the throne room of God and sitting on God's lap and spending time with him. Jesus has paved the way for that to be possible for you. So I would recommend that you take the steps in your life to move towards God and see him do incredible things through you and in you. He'll transform your life. He'll repair things. He'll heal you. All that can happen simply with a decision to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program.
Be blessed.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.